Well, since the show started earlier this year, I've had prime ministers on, I've had state politicians and senators, but I haven't had probably the most important politician in Cairns on the show yet, so it's a great honour to have him in the studio today. Mayor Bob Manning, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you, Gavin. It's a pleasure to be here. I think you've done well to keep me out of it for so long.
There's so much to talk about, and it's great as part of this show to have a bit more of an in-depth discussion rather than the day-to-day combat you're no doubt used to in the news headlines. Look, a lot of big topics I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about water security going forward. I want to talk about how the city is progressing through the COVID recovery. But let's, I guess, tackle one of the most topical issues, if you like. Let's clear the air on it. Lots of media reports about claims of bullying at council. Obviously, the CCC investigation happening. I don't know how much you can say, but I do want to ask you about it. First, I guess, to those claims or allegations about bullying at council, what can you tell us about that?
Well, Gavin, not a lot. I mean, I don't have the day-to-day responsibility for the day-to-day management of the staff. That's with the CEO. And I am aware of some funny business that's going on. It's marvellous what one or two people can do when they set out to undermine something that's there. I think the way that the council management and staff has been performing is quite remarkable. The work they're doing, and on the weekend we'll be down there for the little party, the little function for the dining precinct, and watching the way our people work, I'm greatly impressed. I think council's got a great management team, a great staff, but there's some people there trying to destabilise that in some ways. Gavin, look, this will work out in time. I'm certainly not losing any sleep over it.
And what about the concerns? I guess, I mean, I've had those anonymous letters, I'm sure you've seen, and probably every journo in town has been receiving these anonymous letters from someone at council. They talk a lot about the exodus of some of those senior managers in recent time. Is that a concern for you?
No, look, I think anonymous letters speak for themselves. You can't make claims, huge claims, outlandish claims, and then not sign the letter. I mean, as I said, I think that speaks for itself.
And the new CEO, interesting times for her to walk into that job. As she's investigating these claims, I think I saw reports.
They are being investigated, and that will continue to be so, to be the case. But look, Mike is fitting in well. I know that with the senior management in particular, she's established a very good relationship. She has spent a lot of her time in this early period in getting out and meeting people and meeting staff and explaining herself and what her management plan is for the future. We've just gone through the settling of our corporate plan for the next 12 months. And look, I'm greatly impressed with the way she's going about the work. I'm greatly impressed with the way our staff are embracing her, and I'm greatly impressed with the way business people in the town. Speaking to business people, you say, "How are you finding the new CEO?" Or have you met the new CEO? The comeback is always a pleasing one.
Now to the CCC investigation. Do ratepayers have anything to be concerned about on that front?
Well, Gavin, to be concerned, you've got to be worried. To be worried, you've got to have done something terribly wrong. I know that we've done nothing that is terribly wrong, so I'm not greatly concerned about it. The CCC does not have a good reputation in terms of its successes. In fact, it's got a series of incidents where matters have been unwound, and where now they are the ones that are under great pressure and are being called upon to be investigated and to be stood down until this investigation is completed.
It's often used as a political tool. I'm not saying this is the case here. It may or may not be, but the CCC is often used as a political weapon.
Tom Gilmore, he's a much-loved bloke in far north Queensland, went through, during his period in state government, went through a couple of investigations. And And Tom's also a great mate. I mean, he will ring you to see how you are. You've got a problem. Is it okay? Is there anything I can help you with? You know, he's just genuinely interested, but he's also genuinely experienced. And Tom said that some of the stuff they went through years ago was terrible, just terrible. And the disregard for the people being investigated or checked on. I mean, these people have got rights too. You know, our system is one of natural justice. It is
absolutely.
We follow the law, and look, I'm sure Gavin, this will see itself out in some months' time. I know that you know they have a number of people working on this. With, I think they were at the Gold Coast for something like 5 months and left empty-handed. So.
These things can drag on, waiting for that day. Waiting for it to be cleared up. Well, I think, like you said, for all councillors, for the council in general and for the city, surely a timely resolution of this.
There's a lot of people get caught up on this. I've got a wife. I've got a daughter here. I've got a grandchild here who goes to school. We've got friends. It's challenging for everybody.
All right. Well, let's move on to... Well, some meaty policy issues, which is what I'm keen to talk about. The kidney unit issue, it's blown up this week. It's come as a bit of a shock to many, many people, particularly in the Cape and the Torres Strait, where a lot of the patients require this type of service. You've come out very, very strongly on the fact that we've lost out to Townsville, it seems, yet again, playing second fiddle to Townsville when it comes to health infrastructure and services. Why... so passionate about this issue in particular, Mayor Bob?
Gav, we've all got our favourites, our favourite jobs or favourite things to do. One of my commitments is to try to improve the lot of First Nations people. I share my level of responsibility and where things are at the moment, and I've made that commitment. My wife knows that. And to... see an issue that is so important. It's not about Townsville and Cairns. This is about closing the gap for Indigenous people. And we all walk around and we talk about closing the gap, and then we go to bed that night and go to sleep and forget about it. This decision came out of the blue. There was no consultation. I'd been speaking with, I and others had been, particularly Indigenous people, had been speaking with ministers. It got to a point where a full inquiry, investigation as to where this unit should be was going to be conducted. We don't know what were the terms of reference for that investigation. We've never been approached about it or questioned about it. None of us have seen what that report is, what it says, what does it recommend. I mean, that's disingenuous. And this is a decision not about where a kidney unit's going to be. This is a decision about some people living a more normal life like you and I do and like a lot of other people do. People who, this will impact their life, this will affect their lives. And yet, it's about Townsville and Cairns. That riled me up when that came out, that you would so demean this issue by referring to it as a battle between, like, battle between Cairns and Townsville in football.
It's something. Bigger than that.
It's always been bigger than that. But it shows you the minds of the people and what their commitment is in terms of addressing the issue, the real issue.
And we're not talking here, Mayor Bob, about billions of dollars required for a unit in Cairns. I mean, when you compare some other spending that happens at a state level, we look at the state of origin, we were talking off air as one example, they're more than happy to write a cheque in an instant to get the state of origin in Townsville, and yet something that, I don't know, several million dollars as a rough guess, and yet we spend on some things and not others that seem completely disproportionate with the importance.
I think the line used by the Treasurer when asked, well, how much are you prepared to pay for the state of origin? Well, whatever is necessary, that we think appropriate.
That's a blank cheque.
Yeah. So why isn't this in a category that's far more important than the important that's been given to it now, given
Well, it'll be great to see you, Bob, continue this issue. I think what happens so much is these things arrive and they're headlines for a week. And then, as you said, we resume normal business. But I think having someone like you, I guess, leading that charge over the long term so that the state doesn't forget.
We've always offered ourselves as to be part of a working party that tries to help them. And we're strongly committed to that, Kevin.
Now, another massive issue that I don't think is getting the headlines that it deserves. I don't know that people have a sense of urgency that it requires, and that is water infrastructure going forward. The council's got a bit of a campaign out there. We need $215 million investment from the state and feds combined to help secure some water supply. Run us through, first of all, do you think the community and therefore the state and federal politicians are aware of just how urgent and important this is? And then secondly, where are we at with some of that lobbying for those funds?
Gavin, recently we did our Cairns survey, and we've conducted two of those now. And the first time around, I think we got about 6,500 inputs. This time we got about 8,000. And we got a 40% rating, the second highest rating, as to what are the biggest issues facing Cairns. So 47% of the people said water and the guarantee of our future water supply.
Which is a surprise, Bob, because if you're at lunches or you're around the barbecue with friends, it's not an issue that you don't stand around talking about water security.
No, you expect to, when you turn the tap on, that water will be there. And I don't think that a day will come where in Cairns we'll turn the tap on and there won't be water. I mean, common sense will surely come to the surface on this. Our water supply at the moment comes in the main from Copperlow Dam, about 80% of our water supply. It's very good quality water. It comes from Copperlow Dam to the Tunnel Hill water treatment plant and then to reservoirs to be distributed to the town. We hold in that 80% is about a 1.5 years supply of water. We run close to the edge, but that's the climate that we live in. We know we get rain every year. We know how much rain we get, and it's plentiful. But we've still got water topping the dam at the moment at Copperlade. I think this is one of the longest it's gone. Now, that's good then for next year, because as we go into next year, it'll be later when we start to bring restrictions in. That's matched against, say, Townsville, where they've got a dam that's about 6 to 6.5 times bigger than the storage we've got.
And yet similar population.
Well, similar populations, but they're a much drier climate. So they don't get the catch that we get. We've also got about 20% of our supply comes from Behanna Creek. That too is plentiful. But we can't go on, Gavin, without planning for the future.
What has the response been like from the feds in terms of that funding request?
Nick Masasso and I were in Canberra last week, and the federal members, a number of the federal members, were most impressed with the fact that we were taking an issue where two parties normally go for the throat, and to try and find an agreement, a way we could work through this where consumptive use would get on with its job. We would leave the ag people alone, and we want to get as much out of agriculture as we can. We don't need to be taking that from the people involved in agriculture now.
You're looking to start work on that project very soon.
Well, we are starting work on that project now. We've acquired land. We're going ahead with planning. This is a $215 million water job. That's a big deal. And that'll be the biggest project that I've been involved in time with council. So you don't do this very often. The Cleaner Seas, that was, I think, about $180 million. For us, we know what we've got to do. But we need to be able to talk to government. We need to be able to put our case, and we've done that, I think, very successfully last week in Canberra, and we're very pleased with the way we were received, the way we were talked to, and the outcomes that we're working towards.
while you say we're not going to reach a point where we turn the tap on and no water comes out, we're not going to get to that critical point, but we absolutely need to address that future infrastructure supply. Mayor Bob, the other big topic, I guess, to talk about is, of course, COVID-19. Have you had the jab?
Yes, I have.
You've had the jab?
Claire and I have completed, and we're now...
And you're all good? You didn't grow a third eye or anything?
We're fully jabbed and we're just the same as we were before.
Good. Very good. Is it frustrating for you as a leader of this city, of a tourist town like ours, to see the absolute bumbling pace of this vaccine rollout? Is it frustrating to see the lack of cohesion in terms of border closures between states and the feds? What do you make of how it's all going? What would you like to see happen?
I wish, Gavin, I could explain to you where we're at.
Because
I don't understand it either. And I consistently hear a change of direction. Mm. I fail to know how we can be putting 43,000 people into a football stadium or 83,000 people into a football stadium, but we've got barrier reef operators out here whose boats are down to half or less than half. Mm. I just don't get this, Gavin.
It's all over the place.
I just don't get it.
What sort of communication do you have with the feds or the state, whether it comes to border closures or, I mean, just a path out of it? I mean, we've never heard, do we need 80% of the population vaccinated before borders can open? Or,
well, if that's the case, and I believe it to be something like that, why don't we have those 80% of the population vaccinated now? Are all state leaders and federal leaders vaccinated?
Who knows?
No one knows. I don't think you're going to find out either.
That's right, exactly. The transparency is completely lacking.
I can openly say that Claire and I are fully vaccinated now. Pleased.
That is good to hear. Well, look, Mayor Bob, so much to talk about. Really appreciate your time. I know you're absolutely flat out. Thanks so much for being on the King Review.
Thanks, Gav. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I wish you all the best with the show. I think it's going great.